Welcome to Channel 2 News. Your number one news source for anything. Redo that one. Whatever. Welcome to
that. Were you about to do it the exact same way?
I thought about it.
Welcome to Channel 2 News.
Welcome to Channel 2 News, your number one news source for anything animator related. My name's Mazzy.
My name's B. You're really giving, like, drama YouTuber right now.
No! What's up, YouTube? Yes. Today we'll be talking about the Clone High conspiracy. What the fuck
Please
am I talking about? This is a podcast about cartoons and things that happen in the animation. And things that happen in the animation industry. My cat is on the backside of my chair. Half of her body is on me. She's being a real rascal right now. I will say this episode, you may have noticed, is a mini episode of just the news. Because I have been so freaking busy lately. So this is all I have time for.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's fine with me, because I'm getting back in the swing of things. So that I'm like, dude, take all the time you need.
But usually we start off with trailers that happened within the past 2 weeks. Oh, we're back to 2 weeks. Look at us.
Yeah.
No more 3 weeks nonsense.
So the first trailer that you sent me was from Netflix. This is Nimona. Yes.
So the thing about this movie is that it was being made and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most simplified version of that. On the Wikipedia, it says production on the film was initially canceled after the Walt Disney Company acquired Fox before it was revived by Annapurna Pictures and is scheduled to be released on Netflix in 2023. But yeah, this movie was first announced in 2015, and then got canceled pretty much midway through production, because of Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also, and just saying, it is also an LGBT movie, based off a graphic novel with LGBT characters in it. Cough. Really, really cool that Disney decided to cancel this one. But hey, it's back. You rarely see things like this happen, I feel like, where something gets canceled midway through production and it actually gets picked back up.
Yeah.
So we're very happy to see Nimona getting an official teaser from Netflix.
We like to see it.
We'd love to see it. The only thing in the description says, a new hero takes shape. Great. Good description. But again, Nimona is based off a graphic novel. The story follows the title character, a shapeshifter who joins the villain Ballister Blackheart in his plans to destroy the over-controlling Institute. Blackheart's intent to operate under his code of ethics contrasts him with the impulsive Nimona. Ooh.
I'm excited.
We've been waiting for this for so freaking long.
Yeah.
I really do hope we get a proper trailer soon, because this is just a teaser. But the movie does come out at the end of June 30th.
Okay.
So come on, guys. Let's get something bigger out soon, please.
Please.
But what we do see in the teaser does look quite nice.
Yeah, I like the style.
It's a good style. Mm. And the shape-shifting, like, also looks really cool. I feel like that has to be super hard in 3D. I don't know why.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Oh, just the morphing and everything.
And then it's like, I'm sure that Nimona's gonna have like 50 gazillion different forms too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the colors are also really nice. Oh no. Not mm-hmm. to feed into Twitter things, but I did see someone who was like, it looks unfinished.
I saw that too. I saw that too. I was like, ugh.
Never speak again. We didn't wait this long. We didn't go through an entire cancellation and like mm-hmm. praying that it would be picked up and then praying that that production wouldn't be also canceled.
Yeah.
Just for you to say that shit.
It looks like finish.
Shut up.
Like, it looks fine to me. I don't see it. Like, I don't know.
I don't see it either. Like, yeah. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
If they're talking about, like, the first half of it, when it's a intentionally crude...
Oh my god.
...storytelling thing, oh my goodness.
It's like, I guess there's, like, when they show, like, a little bit of, like, the... I'm gonna send you a picture, because I don't quite know how to describe it. But this is second 42 in the trailer. I guess, like, no, I don't agree with them. I think this was, like, just had the way that it looks. It's supposed to be, like, very neat and very polished of a place, it seems like. And so I guess to them, they're like, it looks a little unfinished, don't you think? I'm like, no, it looks fine.
Yeah, it's just the way it's stylized and the lighting and everything. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks fine. Come on.
I do really hope we get an official trailer soon. And we have to. Netflix, please come on, guys.
Please.
But I'm excited to see more of this, and I'm very happy that, you know, this got picked back up again. Because so many other stories don't have that second chance.
And when is it coming out again?
Nimona's coming out June 30th, 2023.
Wow. And so, the next one that you sent me, this is an anime teaser trailer. This is Delicious in Dungeon.
Ah, also known as Dungeon Meshi.
Yes. Moth is a fan of this manga, in case you are not aware.
This is one of my favorite mangas ever. It's very, very good. God, oh, the art in it is so good. Okay. Here is the description in the trailer. When young adventurer Laos and his company are attacked and soundly thrashed by a dragon deep in a dungeon, the party loses all its money and provisions. And a member... They're eager to go back and save her, but there's just one problem. If they set out with no food or coin to speak of, they're sure to starve on the way. But Laos comes up with a brilliant idea. Let's eat the monsters. Slimes, basilisk, and even dragons. None are safe from the appetites of these dungeon-crawling gourmands. So, Dungeon Meshi's so good. You know, Studio Ghibli food looks so good. This is the new one. People better be making tweets about this one.
These monsters look so fucking yummy.
These ghouls. But yeah, they have to rescue their friend, but pretty much the whole way the world works in Dungeon Meshi is that you go in there and you just pack as much food as you need, and you just make it as far as you need to go and then get the hell back out. But they need to go really deep into this dungeon and they're broke bitches. How the hell are you going to do that? And Laos is also just kind of a freak. He's a weirdo. What am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Shut up, please.
He's nuts a little bit, but I love him so much. And he's like, dudes, let's eat the monsters. Which is generally shunned upon, but... It gets good. It gets better and it gets yummy. The characters are great, the food, and just the general bonding with food is really nice to see. And the art rules. I was so terrified whenever they announced that Studio Trigger was going to do the anime.
Moth has been, I won't say freaked, but you've been anxious. You've been nervous.
I was worried.
SpongeBob picture. That's how you were.
Real.
This is a picture of SpongeBob looking off to the side. He has his hands up to his chest, I guess. And he's just like, I don't know how else to describe it. He just looks nervous.
But yeah, this is certainly a story that is not usual for a studio trigger to do. Anyone says it, I know they did that one advertisement for the manga, I know. But I was still a little worried. But damn, I mean, they did a good job.
I think this really does a good job in showing their, what's the word? Not diversity, they're like, how they, I'm not gonna sit here and say that all Trigger stories are the same, but they do have certain quirks that they specifically love to get into, and I think, you know, this definitely shows they're sort of, they can do other things. Like, they really love futuristic stories with big mechs and everything, which is cool.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong against that. But it's like, really the only story that I can think of that's kind of different is like, Little Witch and maybe Luluko. I haven't watched that one, so I can't speak on it, but I still think it has like some futuristic aspects. So I also,
I would put it adjacent.
Future-y. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So really just Little Witch as far as I can think of. But yeah, I'm excited to see this.
Oh, they got some really good shots of Laos just looking so stupid. One thing that's really good about Dungeon Meshi is that all the characters have very silly moments, and I'm happy to see them animated. They better treat my girl Marcel right, I swear to God.
I'm so afraid. Like, this looks great. It's just the way the anime fans are. I'm so afraid. Keeping her away from the freaks. I'm sorry. Don't fucking look at her.
She is a lesbian. Stay away from her.
Yeah. Please. That being said, though, I do really like her in this trailer. She seems very silly.
They all look really good. I really like Chilchuck, which is the little dude with the ears. One thing I'm excited about, but in the manga, I don't know how to say this without using the term. The only real kind of, you know, up the skirt shots you see are from Senshi, which is just the little dwarf man with the googly eyes. And that's good. It better stay that way in the anime. That's all I'm saying.
Please. I'm begging you.
But yeah, I'm happy with this trailer. The voices match like how I read them, you know. The characters look good. The animation, of course, looks good. Background look good. It all looked good. Some of these shots, oh.
Good.
Ooh. Good. Good, 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 good. I'm excited. they're doing her good.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it when it comes out.
And it comes out, speaking of that, January
2024. Ooh. That's not too long. We got six. Dude, we literally have like 6 more months.
Well, it is half a year, but
yeah.
It'll go by.
Yeah. Wow. The next trailer that you sent me, we talked about the teaser for this movie, but now we have a full trailer out. This is from Paramount. This is their Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. I'm pissed. Because so many good fucking movies are coming out this month, and I feel bad because I'm gonna keep, making my brother just like, we have to go see this movie, we have to go see this fucking movie, we have to go see this movie. Because me and his girlfriend are forcing him to take us to go see Barbie, and I'm like, you're gonna have to take me to go see another fucking movie too, probably. Okay, let's get
into
it.
And Spider-Verse, which is coming out, like, tomorrow.
Which I'm fucking... I know. And so, like, I forgot that it was coming out so soon. And so I went on Twitter and people were just like, oh my god, Spider-Verse to, like, in some countries, Spider-Verse today. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, Spider-Verse today? I'm so mad. I'm so fucking mad. Shit. Okay, let's get into it.
This is the year for movies. Yeah.
It really is. This is a good year for movies.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. We did talk about the teaser, but now we have a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
D- Dude, I'm actually genuinely so excited for this movie.
Me too! But that's to be expected of me. I'm a turtle head, but this looks so fucking good.
You're a turtle head. I'm half a turtle head.
Yeah, I would say you're getting there.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Just the visuals of this movie are insane. I feel like we might repeat ourselves from when we talked about the teaser, but the sketchiness of it, and it's also scribbly, but it works really well. The way the lighting works, and you know, the visual effects whenever someone like stomps on the ground and like the dust puffs up a little bit, but it's all sketchy and doodly. Ooh, yes. The way that there's like no perfect lines in it at all. Yeah. Like there's no straight line, there's not a perfect circle in there. Whenever they move the camera, it's like all like sketchy doodly, but it doesn't take away from it really.
Yeah.
It you can pause and it'll just look like concept art, and that's so cool.
I love it.
We get to see a little bit more of the writing. We get to see a little bit more of April, which is nice to see.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy, but it's like one of the antagonists starts speaking, and I was like, oh my god, is that Ice Cube? And then he speaks again. I'm like, oh my god, that's him. That's definitely him. Then like the credits come up for the voice actors. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking him. Oh my god, they got Ice Cube for this.
Yeah, cool.
I don't know. I just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, the other mutants look really cool too.
Yeah.
They kind of do a, I don't know, maybe they do this in other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff, but they're like, oh shit, you're also mutants? Maybe we be friends?
Oh yeah, that is a thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I swear, I keep pausing it, and it just looks, every frame looks so good.
It's just good.
The backgrounds are just so good. Oh my god. I love the lighting, I love the effects, I love how doodly and scribbly it is. We know this, but this fucking rules.
This is so good. I'm excited.
They had me a little worried at the end, because, let me find the exact wording. Yeah, Michelangelo, you have heart. Donatello, you have wisdom. Raphael, you have bravery. I thought they were going to make a joke about Leo, and I'm like, no, don't do that to him, no.
Oh my god, same.
Then they're like, Leonardo, like, oh, honor.
Then they give him extra compliment. I was like, fuck yeah.
Thank god.
I was very scared.
Mm-hmm. But I love that it looks so good. I love that, again, that they're like actual teens. They look quite dorky, but we love to see that from the Turtles. Yeah.
Turtle's good.
We find a small glimpse of you know what some of the other humans look like, and they all look so silly and good. It almost reminds me of like stop motion animation character design for some reason, kind of like him maybe, but not really. Yes, we did it. I just adore how this movie looks, and it looks
big wins.
It looks super fun. I love how it's animated. It looks silly and goofy and a fun time, but also just a visual feast. I will be eating every frame of this movie when it comes out.
Same here.
We're gonna have a freaking buffet. And the movie comes out August 2nd, 2023. We're getting close. We got 2 months.
Wow.
And now it's time for the real news. So Clone High Season 2 is out. Have you watched any?
I do not have Max, so I have not
fucking
watched
Max.
It.
Stupid name.
Fucking Max. Have you watched any?
I did. Two new episodes just came out today, the day that we're recording this. So it's coming out on Thursdays. Uh-oh, now you know when we record. We've said this multiple times, we record on Thursdays.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. I had recently watched the original Clone High, to kind of prepare for this, and also it's just a good show. I wanted to rewatch it.
Yeah.
I still think that season is pretty solid, but I don't know. This sentence might. all of the Clone High talk might sound insane to someone who does not know about the show, but I miss Gandhi. Like, I really do.
Oh, wow.
I'll do my absolute best not to spoil anything, but you know, Gandhi being gone, they add kind of like 4 or 5 new characters, and it sometimes feel like there's just not enough attention to everyone in the cast, or okay. Maybe everyone's just like spread a bit too thin, but really, like, Joan and JFK and Abe are the main three, and the other guys are just kind of side characters. But it really felt, at least with the first season, everyone had a part in the plot. But I mean,
okay.
I miss Cleo. On my rewatch, I was like, Cleo's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is Cleo not fucking doing anything? They not doing anything with my girl?
She's like doing jack shit. she's in there sometimes.
Oh my god.
But not all the times. And also, I think they get the tone of the show pretty good. Like, it feels like Clone High, but I think some of the writing and the fact that there are so many new characters, I don't, maybe weighs it down a little bit.
Okay, yeah, that's sweet.
But that's not, I feel like there's a lot of people online being like, oh, this is the worst. It's okay. Like, I'm still having a pretty good time. I feel like it's not hitting the same highs for me as the first season, though.
Okay.
But man, I'm still gonna watch it.
How many episodes are out, not including, like, the new two?
There are 4 altogether right now. So, Clone High heads, okay. Check it out.
I feel like 3 episodes is, like, a good, like, way to be like, am I gonna like this show or am I not?
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was like, how many episodes are out for people to be like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
This is worse. Which I'm not gonna say like, oh, maybe it does suck, maybe it is the worst, but you know, at least they have a good couple of episodes to like see if they like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, people were saying it sucks, yeah, like from the pilot, and pilots are hard. Yeah. Or maybe not pilot, but first episodes are hard.
And when the fucking pilot leaked.
Yeah. I will say there has been somewhat news about Clone High, mostly in relation to Gandhi, because there is a goof and it's like, oh, Gandhi's still frozen somewhere. He's gone forever.
I saw that.
Which, of course, there are reasons as to why Gandhi's not in this season, but I mean, his at least comedic presence is somewhat missed in the second season. In an interview, this article is from TV Line. Clone High creators explain Gandhi's absence in a Max revival, tease whether he'll remain on ice forever. And there's just one line. Lord says, he's still there, able to thaw out if there's a season 4.
His ass is gone.
We're not getting him back.
That sounds very negative. I don't know. Who knows?
And the in parentheses afterwards, it says, the 2 10-episode seasons ordered at Max bring the show to a 3 so far. Hey, are we getting a season 3?
Oh, okay.
Like, for real? Oh. I haven't heard shit about this. Oh,
well, maybe it will happen.
Me
neither. He's literally just, what if they just put him in the background?
He's just like a background character now.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Yeah, they're talking about the other new characters that have been, you know, introduced into the show. They take care of a lot of things that Gandhi would do, Miller says. But they also have their own unique characters. Frida is much cooler than Gandhi ever was, true. She has a similar energy, but it's effortless, whereas Gandhi is trying too hard at all times.
What? They are getting on his ass.
Oh, they hate his
ass.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what a season 3 would look like, too. What if we ended on another cliffhanger with season 2? I think that'd be really funny.
I think so, too. Everyone gets frozen again.
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 Season 3, they're in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We just predict what the hell happening in 2043.
Yeah. What the hell happening?
I didn't mean to share it like that.
No, it's okay. I thought it was on purpose. I was like, oh, that's funny.
I'll take it.
What are your opinions on the new characters?
So, again, I will sound like an insane person to someone who doesn't know about the show. Harriet Tubman is okay. she's just kind of the normal one out of the group. Confucius okay. is also okay. He's a little pathetic, and I enjoy that. But he's also a social media boy. There's like flip-flop jokes, I think that's what it's called, which is supposed to be like TikTok.
I was like, what are you talking about, flip-flop jokes?
It's fine, I guess. I'm keeping the hatred within me down. It makes sense in this context of the show that they would make TikTok jokes. It's fine. Okay. Frida Kahlo's pretty cool. I mean, she is like the cool, chill one. Her and Topher Buss, which is Christopher Columbus, they're the two best new ones so far, at least to me.
Alright.
Especially design-wise, too. Topher Buss is just a creepy little hater.
Hey, this person prefers Christopher Columbus to Harriet Tubman.
No, guys.
Get a mess. I'm sorry. I can't. Okay. No, you're good. But go on. I'm sorry. When you said that just came to my mind.
Get their ass.
That's an insane sentence.
Oh, yeah.
No. Leave Moth alone, please. Please, or else I will...
Send me hate. Go It'll insane. Be funny.
Shut up.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes they're I wish there were maybe less characters so that we can focus a bit more on them. And there's also the new principal lady. She's all right too.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like I don't have any strong feelings for any of the new characters. Maybe that's an issue.
Because that is, like, 5 new characters?
Yeah.
Jeez. But, okay, that's fair.
I mean, Scudworth is still keeping this show alive, I think. Scudworth is pretty good, in this new season. I'm very much enjoying his presence.
As he should.
He's one of the best characters, so yeah. Man, JFK doesn't do his like, silly wording sometimes anymore.
No!
And it makes me a little bit sad. This can't be happening. he does it every now and then, but it doesn't feel as
bad
much.
Bad things do happen to the Kennedys.
Bad things do happen to the Kennedys. Yeah, Clone High. I'm excited to see where it's gonna go. I'm of course gonna watch all of it, but it's all right for now. It's not hitting the same highs. I'm not hating it or anything. It's doing pretty good. Even then, I'm really enjoying that there is a new adult show out with a fun art style, and I like to see that UPA influence in shows. And I mean, that's what Clone High is all about, is like the funny shapes and the silly character designs. I'd love to see that at least. They're doing a good job of that, art wise.
All right.
Yippee. Speaking of reboots and revivals, this had a little teaser come out, but I didn't make us watch it or anything because it's like 15 seconds.
That's fair.
But the new Futurama season is coming out pretty soon.
Oh, how soon? Wait, I feel like that horse. When I said that, you know that horse picture? It's like, man, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. And then it's like the realistic horse. How soon?
How hungry. I drew that person's icon, by the way.
Oh, wow. How drawn.
How commissioned. Anyway. A new Futurama season coming out July 24th, which is pretty soon, next month-ish, at Hulu. I'm a little worried. Hasn't Futurama been picked up twice already for new content? Now we're doing it again.
I love this show, but they will not let this horse die. This horse is reanimated.
Put her down. Put her down.
Please. Stop. Stop. She's already dead.
From what we see from the, like, a 15-second teaser, it still looks like Futurama, which is nice. I mean, no huge updates. It's the same old same-o. I have an article from Variety, of which I'm getting this from. Thank you, Variety. New viewers will be able to pick up the series from here, while longtime fans will recognize payoffs to decades-long mysteries, including developments in the epic love story of Fry and Leela, the mysterious contents of Nibbler's litter box, the secret history of evil robot Santa, and the whereabouts of Kiff and Amy's tadpoles. Meanwhile, there's a whole new pandemic. Meanwhile, there's a whole new pandemic in town as the crew explores the future of vaccines, Bitcoin, cancel culture, and streaming TV. Stop! They're in the future already!
Wait. That doesn't make any sense.
That's the part that worries me. Bitcoin? Yeah. We don't have to talk about Bitcoin. No. I promise you guys.
I swear.
Cancel culture, we don't have to talk about this, guys.
Can I talk about one thing? When you said in the article, it says, like, new fans can pick up the show as is. Can you imagine just watching Futurama, the new season of Futurama, and ignoring the rest of the show? Oh my god. Yeah. That's insane. Don't do that.
If you want to get into Futurama, watch the early stuff. Please. It's good, I promise.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine? They're just like, yeah, this show, they fucking talk about cancel culture? They talk about Bitcoin?
Bender's gonna get canceled on TikTok, mm-hmm. and he's gonna have to make an apology post. Mm-hmm.
This is scary. Yeah, I don't know about that. See, it's
Zoidberg,
like,
is gonna invest in Bitcoin.
Shut up.
And get rich.
See, it's like, when shows do this, I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's like, most times, like, you know, the King of the Hill one, I'm like, okay, I'm interested to see how they're gonna go with this. But here, it literally doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Like,
they dealt with this 1,000 years ago. It's different now.
Yeah. Like, at most, you can have Fry make, like, a joke about it. But even then, he wouldn't fucking know, because he...
Even then,
he wouldn't know. Yeah, no, I don't know about that. I'm going to hold my thoughts, truly, until it actually comes out. But that's scary. I don't know about that.
It's scary.
Okay. What the French toast?
I guess. Yeah, okay. It'll debut on Hulu on July 24th. New episodes will drop weekly on Mondays thereafter. I think it's only 10 episodes? Well, okay, it says Hulu commissioned 20 episodes. So I have one eyebrow down, one eyebrow up.
Me too.
It's either 10 or 20 episodes, so I don't know. Or maybe they're going to do another season of just 10 episodes.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I guess. Maybe. Fry's going to get vaccinated. Stop!
Oh my god.
They're going to do an episode where everyone has to wear a mask. And they'll be like, this is just like the COVID-19 pandemic we had to deal with 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
All right, what's next?
I didn't have too much news this time, but this might be my last one. I don't know. This is an article from Crunchyroll, and I find this one to be pretty important. Nippon Anime and Film Culture Association established to solve problems in anime industry. Woohoo!
Okay, good.
A press conference for the Nippon Anime Film Culture Association, also known as NAFCA, headed by Masuo Ueda, an acclaimed anime producer who worked on the Mobile Suit Gundam series and City Hunter, was held today, May 19th, which is not today. the association was established on April 27, 2023, and their first press conference was live-streamed on YouTube. And I have a statement from their Twitter, which is in English, which is nice. Because it's been a little hard to find information about this in English. I'm probably just going to read the entire statement from NAFCA.
Okay.
We want to believe that animation has a future. It has been 100 years since the establishment of commercial animation. The sales from related industries has exceeded 3.5 trillion yen, and as a culture that symbolizes the nation, anime has taken the world by storm. On the other hand, the production studio, far from being a factory that nurtures dreams, is a place where creators are supported solely by the love of the craft, to the limit of their physical and mental strength. And it is no exaggeration to say that the site is on the verge of collapse. Will Japanese animation production continue to be a field where one must be prepared to live in poverty in order to break into the industry? Will it continue to compensate for the depletion of human resources by relying on overseas production systems? Which is a good point I also like. With the global shift in work styles and the increasing scrutiny on the issue of employment inequality, can we afford to allow this state of affairs to continue until the government takes a scalpel to it? We at Nippon Anime and Film Culture Association, NAFCA, are not an organization that only seeks to improve conditions. The management and production sides must understand each other's situation and be aware of their responsibilities, and use their respective wisdom to dissolve the accumulated stagnation in order to achieve a greater goal. We would like to be an organization that works together with the national cultural strategy and aims even higher. If everyone involved in this world, regardless of their position, loves animation, the way will surely open up. This is what we believe. So I believe this organization was made to be like, hey, we should treat our workers better.
Yeah. Which is good.
Very true. The association aims to solve problems in the industry, including the improvement of conditions of the workers by developing various projects, such as a human resource development. Yay! In addition to conducting the animator skills test, it also plans policy proposals and hearings with the within the industry, an archive project to collect sales and key drawing animations. Very nice.
Yay!
Animation welfare-related projects, social use of animation, and events.
All right.
So this is fantastic news for animators in Japan. I absolutely love to hear it. Especially the archival of, you know, art and animation sales, because back in the day
they
would just scrape that shit off the plastic and then reuse it again. Yeah. Which is such a shame. I believe in one of the ending the ending credits of Karate Kano, because in Karate Kano they use just like live action sequences during the credits. I believe one of them is just them burning their own animation cells.
Oh my God.
it's heartbreaking.
No.
So yeah, everyone please, if you're listening, support NAFCA, Nippon Animation, and Film Culture Association. They're trying to do some really good stuff. Just improve the general workplace environment, because being an animator is already so damn tough, and
yeah.
People do not get paid properly or get treated properly at all. And also just the general archivization, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Of art is also important.
Yeah.
This is awesome news. Shouts out to NAFCA. Thank you, NAFCA, and also thank you for coming out with a release in English. I do very much appreciate that. But yeah, NAFCA_official on Twitter. Check them out. Be nice. Be supportive.
Oh, hiccup.
Oh, that means the episode's over.
Pack it up.
But yeah, that was most of the news that I have gotten today. Today, over the past 2 weeks. So yee-hee. And also, this episode's just going to be a short one in general, because we're doing just the news.
We will be back next week, and we will review Kappa Mikey and talk about the news, what's come out since then. Yeah.
Kappa Mikey. The theme song's so good. Okay,
it
that's
is.
All we can talk about.
Okay. Let's head out then.
Thank you to our listeners who have also been very patient. I promise we're getting back to the bi-weekly instead of the tri-weekly episodes. It's been awfully busy for the both of us. And thank you for putting up with this one, just being a news one. Teehee. Also, again, we're busy. But yeah, thank you for listening. You're so awesome. If you like hearing my voice, you can follow me at Gutstosis, GUTSTOSIS. I smile and giggle on Twitter and Twitch, and I don't, fuck it, whatever, what, you go.
Anyway, if you enjoyed my voice and you would like to see more of the things that I do, you can follow me on Twitter and Tumblr at BumbleRuby, spelled Bumble, R-U-B-E-E underscore. How many E's was that?
R-U-B-E-E. The normal amount of E. Yeah, two E's, okay. I believe.
Two E's, yeah, two E's. And right now, the fun thing is, right when I get into the groove of drawing, that's when my tablet decides that it wants to kind of give up on me, so...
No!
I don't have anything to show you guys, which is very cool, because I was drawing stuff, but I can't finish any of it. But yeah, yay.
Who, if you like the podcast, you can follow us on Twitter and Tumblr at Channel Toon News, and you can send us an email at channeltoonpodcast@gmail.com. It'll be so awesome. It'll be so cool. You can review the podcast. You can give us 5 stars or whatever the maximum is on whatever you're listening to. If it has 10, give us 10.
Please give us 10.
Yeah. Be nice, be cool. Say, oh, we're so funny and awesome in the podcast. Please, thank you. Oh, and if you like what we do, you can share it with your friends, with your neighbors, with the people who support NAFCA. Because every single damn listener of this podcast better be a supporter of NAFCA. I swear to God.
Now!
And the music was made by my friend Ben Joyner. Thank you, Ben!
And now this is where the music will play.
She said it!
I said it!